On a recent sunny afternoon in the southern U.S. state of North Carolina, Gwen Pitt is supervising the cotton harvest. For such a soft fabric, it's a surprisingly noisy operation. As a large machine mashes the cotton into a solid brick a bit smaller than a train car, Pitt says her crop is destined for one of the world's most popular fashion items.
We have found out that most of our cotton here in eastern North Carolina goes to make jeans.
The cotton in your favorite pair of jeans took a lot of fuel to grow and harvest, Pitt says. The picking machine alone guzzles down nearly 400 liters of fuel per day. And while they're harvesting cotton in this field, they're planting wheat in fields nearby.
Tractors are always running, so we're always burning fuel.
Pitt and many other U.S. farmers are concerned that fuel may become more expensive under climate change proposals that the U.S. Congress and negotiators in Copenhagen are considering. Those measures seek to lower emissions of greenhouse gases by raising the cost of gasoline, coal, natural gas, and other fossil fuels. And since natural gas is a major ingredient in fertilizer, the cost of this essential farm supply could go up too. The nation's largest farmers organization, the American Farm Bureau Federation, is lobbying Congress to reject a pending climate change bill. President Bob Stallman says the extra costs will make it harder for farmers to stay in business.
Well, absolutely. Our margins are really thin in terms of our bottom lines, and any additional costs have to be absorbed by the farmer because we can't pass on those costs to consumers directly.
And costs aside, you'll find a lot of basic skepticism at the Farm Bureau and among farmers like Gwen Pitt that human pollution is responsible for climate change.
My feeling on the climate change is I don't know that what we do as Americans or as people is what's causing most of everything that's happening. I think nature has its own course.
But other farmers disagree. Roger Johnson is president of the National Farmers Union, a smaller farmers organization that supports action on climate change. Johnson says the science is convincing, and he doesn't think a climate change bill would hurt farmers nearly as much as climate change will, through droughts, floods, and other extreme weather.
All these different events are going to harm production. I mean, we know that. You want to talk about a cost increase. You put the whole crop in and you harvest nothing. Now you have all of your costs that you have to pay for without any income for that year. I mean, I've seen that. I've been through that on my farm. All the experts say that you will see that with much increased frequency over time.
And Johnson contends that the legislation Congress is considering would impose minuscule costs on farmers. He points to analysis by the U.S. Department of Agriculture that calculates the bill would reduce farmers' incomes by about 1% in the short term and about 7% over the coming decades.
I farm most of my life, and I can point to any number of weeks where I saw more than a 7% swing in costs on my input side for agriculture. So for anyone that says a 1% increase or a 7% increase 25 years from now is going to be the end of agriculture, I mean, it just defies the real world.
The USDA analysis also concludes that the climate bill now before Congress gives farmers opportunities to more than offset their financial losses, although not all farmers may be able to take advantage of them. Johnson says farmers can handle the costs of capping greenhouse gases, especially because the costs of doing nothing could be far worse. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.